My guest at this time is Victoria Tunsing. She's a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States and a former Assistant U.S. Attorney. She has joined us on multiple occasions as various developments have arisen in the FBI's investigation of former Secretary of State and now presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and the use of her private email server and the classified information that she sent and received on that private server, which was non-secure. On Tuesday, FBI Director James Comey came to the microphone and laid out a litany of accusations against Hillary Clinton about the fact that she did use classified information over that private server, that she did in fact delete emails that were work-related. But after what seemed like about a 10-minute indictment, he said there would be no criminal charges recommended to the Justice Department. And so, Victoria, what was your initial reaction to that announcement?
Well, I was flabbergasted because I had heard him use the words extremely careless. Now, to any lawyer, that's grossly negligent. I could not understand how he could get up there and carefully, in my head, say the words extremely careless and not call that gross negligence. I mean, somebody's got to ask him that. How does he distinguish? Because I mean, if anything, extremely careless sounds even worse than grossly negligent. And that's the words, the statute 793F, for anyone who wants to look it up. That's the standard that statute requires, not any intent to do wrong, not any knowledge that the documents were classified or marked classified. It's mishandling classified information in a grossly negligent way.
Talk about that a little bit more, because as our guest on previous occasions, you have said repeatedly just what you said now, that intent doesn't matter. Yet Comey really stressed the fact that he doesn't believe she intended to do this, and that seemed to factor heavily into his decision not to recommend charges. What do you make of that rationale?
Yeah, I didn't even understand it. I'm like, Comey is a weird duck. Let me just tell you that. He is the one who brought in Patrick Fitzgerald to go after Scooter Libby. What they were really after was Vice President Cheney. And the whole time Scooter Libby was being investigated, they would say to his lawyers, the Fitzgerald people would say to his lawyers, well, if you just give us information for the Vice President, against the Vice President, this all will go away. So Comey is a weirdo. And here's another thing, Greg, that was not even mentioned. What about the Clinton cash? Is there any investigation of Clinton cash? Which we all know, I'm sure all your listeners know, is that Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, did favors for certain countries who then just by coincidence invited Bill to speak for $500,000, $750,000 soon thereafter.
Let me have you answer your own question. Do you get the sense that they are actively pursuing that still?
Well, I don't see how they could be when they've just given her a clean bill of health on this one. So now they're going to come after the convention and let the other shoe drop. Those are the bells in Burlington, Vermont that you're hearing in the background. Your sound picks them up.
Well, let me ask you another question, because we talked about Comey making a big deal out of what he perceived as a lack of intent to break the law. He also talked about the fact that there wasn't much precedent to prosecute in this situation. Some have pointed to David Petraeus, including Donald Trump and his tweet that reacted to all this. And others would point out that we've never had a Secretary of State with a private email server before, so it's hard to have a precedent in a situation like this. Again, what did you make of that particular line of thinking?
Well, it was again bizarre because as a lawyer, I know there's so seldom you find a case on all fours, as we call it. You know, like you send off the law clerk off to research and research, and you say, well, it's got these two facts that are different. And you just don't find them on all fours. So the Petraeus case is just such an example of somebody in a high position mishandling classified information. And he gave it to someone else, just one person, who also had a clearance. And Comey said outright that they were so extremely careless that people could have hacked into this information. He also pointed out that it didn't matter whether the documents were marked classified, something that she's always said would clear her. But it cleared her anyway.
Victoria, we've heard, and I think you have even had some contact with current FBI agents who have said in the past that they expected recommendation for criminal charges? And if they didn't come, that perhaps Comey himself would even resign in protest? Was that all ultimately a lot of bluster, or did something change drastically, do you think, here?
Well, I've never said Comey would resign, but because I don't think that's his style. But I don't know what the basic agents are going to do or what kind of leaks. If they're good, the FBI is very good at leaking information if they don't like something. So I think that's probably the most you're going to get.
What does this day mean for the rule of law in this country?
Oh, it's a very sad day for the rule of law, because it's told millions of people that there are two standards. If you're really, really high in the government, you get to do things that the low people don't, would be indicted for, would have their clearances taken away for. Somebody purposely establishing a private server to escape the FOIA request, which is a violation of the government's document law, and having extremely carelessly, in the words of the director, worked on this classified information and then is not held accountable for it is just shameful. And I don't know how the U.S. government can ever again go after somebody on any kind of level for the mishandling of classified information.
It's an amazing day. Victoria, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be with us.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Victoria Tunsing, former Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States, former Assistant U.S. Attorney. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.